Barios, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet 1-4. Now the Mishnah will enumerate a number of technicalities which are required in order for the Beis Din to be eligible to bring a Par Helem Davar. It says, Horu Beis Din v'yada echad mehen she'tau. If the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, made its ruling, and one of the 71 members, the Dayanim, on the Sanhedrin, he knew it was a mistake. V'amar lehen to'im atem. And he explicitly said, you're making a mistake. Now that is part of what goes on in the Bezin, of course, and certainly in Sanhedrin. And ultimately what will happen is they'll do a vote, and the rule is acharab lahatos. They'll go based after the majority, and the ruling of the Sanhedrin will stand. So there's nothing wrong at all with there being a dissenting opinion. It's expected. But since the Pasuk requires im kol adas Yisrael yishku, has to be the entire congregation. In this case, we're talking here about the members of the Sanhedrin who are the proxies that are making the ruling. So if not everybody agrees to the ruling, then for technical reasons, even though the ruling is binding, but there'll be no option or possibility of bringing a par helem davar in the event that they ruled erroneously regarding a mitzvah which has a chiyav karas, etc., as we described before. Oh, shelo haya mufla shel Beis Din sham. A second technicality is, if part of the decision, the ruling, was not based on the consultations or the opinion of the mufla, like the leading personality of the Beis Din, that means sort of, we'll call him the gadol hador, or the Rosh Yeshiva, or the Nasi, the person who is the outstanding Torah scholar of the generation there, they didn't consult with him as part of the Beis Din, so then really that's not considered to be a shogeg. That's already a approaching maze. That's like not just an inadvertent mistake. Okay, it's not an accident. It's approaching negligence, because how could you not consult with the biggest Rav on the Bezin? In other words, the case is something like this. You certainly can't have a Bezin, a Sanhedrin, posting with, you know, only 70 members present. You'd all 71. But let's say that there was an important mission that the Gadol Hador had to go on, so the Nasi, who was functioning, he was there at part of the Sanhedrin, he left to go do his thing elsewhere, and they appointed someone else, you know, in his stead. So they had a full quorum of 71 men. But still, if he wasn't part of the decision, so you can't consider that to be a responsible decision, therefore it approaches negligence, and therefore, for technical reasons, even if all other criteria are met, since the Rosh Yeshiva of the Sanhedrin, or whatever he is, the gadol there, the mufla, the one who's most outstanding Torah scholar, wasn't part of the decision, that will not be considered to be a bona fide shogeg, and therefore, for technical reasons, there'll be no par helem davar brought. In both those cases, and in the subsequent cases as well, what that's going to mean is that if, in fact, the majority of the Jewish people, however it's defined, we'll see later on, followed the ruling of the Sanhedrin and did what's ultimately an innocer karas, if it be amazing, then each one of them will privately bring a chatas. So the point is, since there's no par helem davar brought, each private person, even if it's like the entire of Klal Yisrael, each brings their own private chatas because the Sanhedrin is not eligible to bring a par helem davar because of these technicalities. Further says the Mishnah, Oshaya echad mehen ger o mamzer o nasin o zaken shlo ra lo vanim. If one of the members of the Sanhedrin was someone who isn't fit to rule on a capital case, now let me. This is not as straightforward as one might think at first. The rulings of the Sanhedrin, which lead to Parlam Dov, are typically going to be an Isser v'Heter case, right? If something is, it's a Hilchos Shabbos question, or Hilchos Kashrus question, or Hilchos Nida question. So these are the kind of questions that you don't need to have, let's say, someone who has children sit on such a Beis Din for that. In fact, a private one person or a Beis Din of three could rule these kind of rulings, you know? But we're going to have a Gezeirah Shavah, which says if the members of this Beis Din couldn't rule on a capital case, then their ruling wouldn't be machayev a par helem davar. So, since all these people are not allowed to rule in capital cases, okay, so then they, if they were part of the Sanhedrin, even if it was legitimate that they were part of the Sanhedrin, so then it doesn't matter. For technical reasons, again, no par helem davar. So now, really, we have to differentiate between the first three and the fourth. So the first three are psalm that since the Pasuk talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and when he establishes his Sanhedrin, so the 71 members of Sanhedrin should be like him. The Pasuk says, v'hisyatzfu sham imach, they, the 70, will sit with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Imach means with you, meaning eva yichus, like you. And that yichus, that pedigree, like you, means someone who's like a purebred convert, meaning he doesn't have Jewish blood in his veins yet, so to speak. He himself, you know, comes from, he himself is just a convert, let's say, or both parents. So then that person isn't allowed to sit on the Sanhedrin. And same goes for someone who's a mamzer. A mamzer is the child of a forbidden union for which the penalty is kares, with the exception of nida. And a nasin, those were the, remember the Givonim, they tricked Yehoshua, who they were. They were actually a Canaanite tribe, but they tricked them and they got Yehoshua to strike a deal with them and make a pact. So those people are not allowed to serve either on the Sanhedrin. So these people have no business in the Sanhedrin. Therefore, if they were present, so that's not a legitimate Sanhedrin for which there'd be a parlam davar brought. But the fourth one here is the zaken shlo ra'es lo banim. That means a person, zaken here means a judge, not an old man necessarily, who never had children. So there's a separate limud altogether, which is that a person who never had children doesn't know what it means for the parents' rachmanas, the parents' mercy, compassion that a parent would have on a child. And therefore, such a person is not allowed to sit on a bezin that is trying a capital case, the usual 23 member Sanhedrin, you know, Batei Din, I should say, Sanhedrin Katana, that rule on capital cases. If you've never had children, you can't serve on a dayan on such a bezin. So here we're saying what's going to be because of a gzera shava. We'll see in a moment. We're going to have a limud, which is going to tell us that the same. If a person can't sit on a capital case under normal circumstances, if he is part of the Sanhedrin, which is okay, and he's passing on a Yor Vadeya, like an Isser V'Heter question, which is okay, but for technical reasons, if he was part of the 71, that Sanhedrin will not be eligible to bring the Par Ha'elim Davar. Okay, so it says the Mishnah inside, Shenemar, the limud that connects you to tell you that the same requirements that for sitting on a capital case where someone could be killed is the requirements to be members of the Sanhedrin, which would have to bring a Par Ha'elim Davar. The pasuk says, Shenemar kan eda v'nemar lahalan eda. The word eda or adas is used in both places. In the context of the parlam davar shel tzibur in Vayikra Dalet, it says v'im kol adas b'nei Yisrael yishku. So adas b'nei Yisrael, the congregation, and v'nemar lahalan. Over there, it said the word eda. This is talking about in the context of capital cases. It says v'shaftu ha'eda. The eda will judge them. The congregation also says v'hitzilu ha'eda. The eda will save them. That's a separate, that famous pasuk in terms of the lachas of how the capital bezin trying a capital case has to operate. But the point is, since the word eda is in both places, it's gezera shava. Ma eda ha'amura lahalan ad shiu kulam ru'uyim lahora. Just like over there, in a capital case, it has to be that all the members of the Sanhedrin katana, the 23-person Sanhedrin, are eligible, including that they have children. Af eda ha'amura kan, so goes for our congregation over here, meaning our 71 Sanhedrin. Adshu kulam ru'uyim lahora, they'll have to be eligible to make judge capital cases, which means they have to have children, and certainly they can't be a mamzer or a nasin or a or a ger. Yeah. Okay. Now, sort of a new paragraph here. Horu bezdin, if the bezdin made its ruling and shogigin, they made an honest mistake. It happened. That's the case of Parlam Dovar. Va'asu kol ha'kahal shogin, and the people followed their ruling erroneously. They acted in good faith, relying on the Sanhedrin, but they made a mistake, and the majority of Klal Shel, or majority of the people did this aveira, and they bezin changed his minds. Then, of course, they'll bring the parhalim dover, maybe in par. But if mezidin va'asu shogin, if the Sanhedrin was actually bad news, and they willfully rule something's permitted when they know it was forbidden, for whatever reason, you know, I don't know, the chalev distributors of the country bribe the Sanhedrin to say chalev's mutter, I don't know, something like that, you know, so then it's terrible, of course, but the point is the Sanhedrin did something terrible, they willfully said something's permitted when it's forbidden, then even if va'asu shogin, the people then follow that ruling thinking it was okay when it wasn't okay, maybe in kisba, the usi'ira, so then no par helam davar is brought, instead each individual who did an iser, which the penalty would be karas, for example, eating the chalev, each one would bring either a kisva. Kisva is a female sheep, or seira, a female goat. That's because a private chatas offering has to be either a goat or sheep, female. Okay? So that's what that means there. So in other words, no parlam davar. Yes, every person who did the vera b'shogeg must now, because he did a shogeg iser that requires a chatas, bring a chatas, private chatas offering. If shogegin, if the Sanhedrin acted in good faith, but they made a mistake, va'asu mezidin, but the people followed, knowing full well the Sanhedrin made a mistake. So they really weren't, they weren't, you know, you have to know the difference between like between a reason and an excuse. The reason they did the Avera isn't because of the Sanhedrin's psak. It was just the excuse they used to do it. In other words, Sanhedrin had a faulty Sefer Torah and everyone knew it. But they didn't know it. And based on that, they said, you're allowed to, I don't know what, marry your friend's wife. Okay? So now, even though Sanhedrin made an innocent mistake, let's call it, I don't know, okay? And then, whatever the case is, but if the people said, listen, we know they have a faulty Torah, but don't tell them, shh. They said, it's mutter, let's go do it. So then, now everyone is doing the Avera, not because of the Sanhedrin's psak, but rather because of their own bad decisions, their own immorality, and therefore, if it's shogun, if they made a mistake, Sanhedrin va'asum mizidim, but the people acted wantonly, intentionally badly, hare elu paturin, so then nobody's bringing any korbanos. The Sanhedrin will bring korban of a parhelam davar because the people didn't rely on them. They relied on their own, bad decisions, the bad desires, just that was an excuse of the Sanhedrin. So since they didn't rely on the Sanhedrin don't have to get kapara. It wasn't their fault, so to speak. And the people don't bring a korban chatas because you only bring a chatas in the event that you acted b'shogeg and they acted b'mezid, and you can't get a kapara of a chatas if you act willfully, and therefore the people will not be eligible to bring a chatas privately, and the Sanhedrin will be obligated to bring a parhelam davar because they didn't act badly in a way that caused the people to sin, because their psak, which was a mistake, of course, wasn't the reason why, wasn't the cause why the people sinned.